This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, real quick, we're going to be talking about, well, Muslim mosques, military bases in America. Is there a parallel? Well, listen to this. This was Erdogan, the dictator from over in the Middle East. You know, he said the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Is that happening in America? You better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what's happening in America today. But before we get to that, friends, what I want to do is I want you to, again, pay attention to what Donald Trump is doing. Outside of the fact that he's gaining all this fanfare, the American people are not paying attention to what he's actually doing. Once again, regardless, folks, I think a lot of things that are going on, he probably doesn't even know that they're happening. But he's just doing what he's told to do, which makes him a part of the guilty party. And interestingly enough, he just appointed none other than a pro-vaccination. Listen to me, a pro-vaccination team member to a part of his new administration. I mean, talking about pro-vaccination, I mean, it's just humor to me to no end that people are still not awake as to what's going on here. I mean, chronic ear infections, ADD, which is not, that's completely proven false from the individual that said that he created the cure for the ADHD, allergies, asthma, autism, deaf, diabetes, meningitis, polio, seizures, SBS, and SIDS are caused by reverse and adverse reactions to vaccine poisons. And by the way, if you'd like a number to confirm the things that I'm sharing with you right now, please go 1-888-249-1421, 1-888-249-1421. These people are making the American people aware as to what's going on. But again, you have to ask the question, why would Donald Trump appoint a pro-vaccination team member to his administration? It's also interesting to note that just a couple days ago, I received an email as to the appointees by Donald Trump's administration and why they are political enemies to our constitutional republic. See, again, they want to divert you. He's the good guy. This is what he's doing. No, he's the good guy. You're only paying attention to the fact that he's making people happy across the globe, but you're not paying attention to the bureaucracies that have been created, administration after administration after administrations that are in play today, which are destroying your constitutional republic. Sudden infant death syndrome. Vaccinations, up to 60% of immune system destroyed. Again, attention deficit order, friends, which is just untrue. Brain cell loss, allergies, psoriasis, total multiple sclerosis, autoimmune diseases, all from, guess what? Vaccinations. Neurological disease, organ disease, autism, cancer, autism again. I'm sorry, asthma, forgive me. Leukemia, toxicity within the body, development damage, deafness, blindness, central nervous system damage, death, epilepsy, seizures, all from vaccinations. Let me give you for an example here. We have sulfate in vaccinations. Polysorbate, 80 in vaccinations. Some of these names, folks, are so ridiculous. But it's the things that they're adding to the vaccinations that are causing the side effects of disease. Latex rubber, a genetically modified yeast, animal, bacterial, and viral DNA. Glutamates, aluminum. Wow, people have been sold the goods that these are good for you. Formaldehyde, microorganisms, humane and animal cells. Phenoxyl, sulfate, again, mercury. Is anybody taking the time to realize that the Bible tells us that we're not to mix blood? And there's a reason for it. Last week I shared with you what science taught then and what it teaches now, and how the Bible never moved, but the Bible was right because now science teaches what the Bible teaches. This is an interesting quote from a guy in 1898, Alfred Russel Wallace. He said, "Vaccination is a gigantic delusion. It has never saved a single life, but that it has been the cause of so much disease, so many deaths, such a vast amount of utterly needless and altogether undeserved suffering that will be classed by the coming generation among the greatest errors of an ignorant and prejudiced age, and its penal enforcement that foulest blot on the general beneficent course of legislation during our century." Keep in mind, the legislation was passed to make money for those that were actually selling through their propaganda a cure to something that they themselves are guilty of creating. And in many times, it's not even there. And I just think it's important that people know what Donald Trump is doing is not what he says that he's going to do. Last week we shared with you, America, his hypocrisies on climate change. And during Thanksgiving, he was going to pass a climate change bill because of the threat to our military-industrial complex. Basically, not only that, that's who they're working for, but the military bases in 120 different locations worldwide. They said it was a threat to the military if they didn't pass this climate change bill that he himself didn't agree with. I'm taking this slow on purpose. You know, we're to keep the blood pure. There are 446 references to the blood in the Bible. And throughout the Bible, God refers to the sanctity of the blood and the importance of keeping it pure. Keep in mind, God's ways are not our ways, and if God created us, there is natural remedy. And yes, there is a balance between the holistic, natural remedies to Western medicine. Yes, there's a happy medium there. Yes, indeed. But we're not to inject or mix blood with what God told us not to do. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you again yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, real quick, what I want to do is lead you to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to jump on our Facebook, you can do that. That is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And if you'd like to go to my Twitter account, for what it's worth, that is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And, friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, no doubt. Now, what I'm going to share with you today, friends, is very real. This is happening in the United States of America. During the first segment, I just highlighted the fact that mosques are our barracks. Again, the mosques are our barracks. The domes of our helmets, they're our helmets. The minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Okay, now this is all said by the dictator across the pond in the Middle East, Mr. Erdogan. Now, I'm deriving this information for the very purpose, friends, that I want you to, again, keep in mind that I'm getting this directly from intelligence resources in which we have. Recently, I was watching a video of former FBI agent John Guandolo talking of the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11th, 2001. And during his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders, he had brought up the question as to what you would think if a foreign country established military bases here in America. And by the way, your government's guilty of doing that across the globe. Okay, just for the record. But what would you think, knowing the Islamic terror attacks that have taken place in the United States over the last 16, 17 years. By the way, it's much longer than that. But what would you think of me if I told you that the mosques were actual military bases that are being established in the United States of America? Well, the parallel that John was making, the former FBI agent, is just that, Muslims establishing mosques in America, because it's happening today. Now, I also want you to know that I'm bringing this again to you, and I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about what's going on in your country, even just this week. But I want you to listen to this. This is from a cleric, an imam, in the United States of America at a Virginia conference. This is what he said, speaking of the American people. They are ignorant, and there is no need for dialogue with them. God has given them two options. One is the holy book, the Quran, and one is the stick. And that means by force. If one does not accept the holy book, they have to be forced, said this cleric in the United States of America. Well, that was going on in Virginia. What was going on over in St. Cloud, Minnesota? Remember when that Muslim, that radical Muslim, that victim you've been sold, you know, the narrative by the state-controlled, lying, CIA-controlled media is that they're victims and it's a religion of peace? Well, I want to tell you about one of these victims that took a uniform, disguised himself as a security officer, and he walked through the mall last winter with a knife stabbing people until an off-duty cop actually caught him in a store called Macy's and shot him dead and let him bleed out. And that was the message that needed to be sent to these people to let them know that we're not playing games. But what was interesting is they come here, America, right? They play the victim, they get here, and then what they want to do is establish, right, Sharia law. But what happened in St. Cloud, Minnesota, at the same time that this imam was calling you ignorant concerning dialogue, and that we have to control the American people by force if they don't want to listen to what the Quran says in Virginia, the imam in St. Cloud said, I understand that our organization, CAIR, C-A-I-R, comes under threat. I know why we come under attack. It's not because of our silence. It's because we carry a big stick. Now, what I think is really interesting about all of this, and I've shared this with you 100 times, America. Literally, I have. Where's the FBI? Huh? Where are these authorities to deal with these individuals? This is treason. Article 3, Section 3. How come no one's talking about where the FBI is rather than we have a threat here and the FBI is doing nothing? Well, if we go back to the Las Vegas shooter, right, the, allegedly what took place a month back, and then we're told that there was Muslim infiltration and it was an act of terror, well, I didn't see America, I didn't see the Muslims up to the microphone covering for the Muslims. I seen your authorities covering for those that are committing these alleged acts that are taking place in this country by changing the narrative 3, 4, and 5 times. You know, America put 2 and 2 together because it does equal 4. And numbers don't lie. And we need to go back to a little common sense here, friends, because it's really ridiculous what we're seeing in this country today. Everybody's talking about this Islamic threat, but nobody's talking about all these bureaucracies that have been created to supposedly protect we the people from these alleged attackers in the United States of America. And I'm bringing you news right now, friends, as to what's going on in the United States of America, talking about how they're going to do, by force, push the Islamic Sharia law on you if you don't listen to what they have to say. And I'm absolutely humored by the stupidity of the American people in this country. And it's happening in your country. Again, 50 years ago, I would have been talking about how this was happening in a third world country. It's not. It's happening in your country, America. Let me reiterate this. John Guandolo, taking the Islamic terror attacks, former FBI agent, and talking of the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11, 2001, during his exposition on film, by the way, on Islamic terror within American borders, he had brought up the question as to what you would think if a foreign country established or wanted to establish military bases here in America. What would you think? Because the parallel was just that. Muslims are establishing mosques in America. Now, let me go back to one of their own, making the parallel that Muslim mosques in parallel to military bases in America? Question mark.
But the fact is I can bring an exclamation point right behind Erdogan, who said, the mosques are our barracks, the domes our helmets, the minarets our bayonets, and the faithful our soldiers. Is that not what's happening through the mosques in America? Of course it is. Now, this might be shocking to some of you folks out there, but listen carefully. What they're doing in America is a sign of conquering. And out of their own mouths, the Muslims are not coming into America to assimilate. They are here to attempt domination. And furthermore, this is what they are taught to do through the teachings of the Quran. Out of their own book. Which runs antithetical to who we are as a people in this country. So you have to ask yourself the questions, friends, why is it those that masquerade as mayors or your representatives, why are they advocating sanctuary cities in the United States of America, drawing them here on your dime, all the while knowing who they are? Furthermore, why is Paul Ryan on December 15th of 2016, why did he give Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted concerning financing the illegals that come into the United States of America? See, people aren't thinking. They think that Donald's in control now and everything is good when the opposite is true. Just listen to Mr. Borica. He said everybody that was established to protect we the people has been ousted, replaced, removed. Ostracized. See, you're just paying attention to this photo ops that Donald's on a daily basis, and you need to wake up, and you need to open up your eyes. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and I said, you know what? I said, I have never seen a people so likely to attempt to justify Donald Trump the way that I have today. Hey, listen, the guy can do no wrong. When in fact, there's many things that he's doing that are wrong. And he's lied to the American people. And he's done the opposite as to what he said he was going to do on the campaign trail. And you've seen this, America, over and over and over again. Those that know what he does is wrong, and you still advocate his administration, you need to understand that you're undoing yourself. You're undoing yourself. But I have never seen, you think what you call the left is bad, friends? You should see how the right acts over Donald Trump. They have been, folks, talk about leading through opposition. They have taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker. They've swallowed the hook with Donald Trump. They have drank the Kool-Aid that the CIA-controlled narrative has fed them. And these people, folks, are the very reason you have a left in this country, just so you know. And there is no left-right paradigm. There is only lawful order, Article 4, Section 4.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
So let's get through this. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, it's the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I was just sharing with you, friends. Oh, my goodness. You have clerics. You have clerics, imams, in the United States of America. How emboldened they have become since September 11th. With all of this government control and all these new bureaucracies created, you would think we were safer. The opposite is true. I mean, look who's been appointed to many of these bureaucracies. I mean, the DHS, remember when they were busted importing illegals into the United States of America? Remember all these Muslims that were appointed by Barack Hussein Obama to oversee the Department of Homeland Security? Yeah. Remember how your government on a daily basis is asking you to give up more rights? An alleged state of terror? I mean, folks, this is telling what's happening here. Where's the FBI to deal with these guys? They are ignorant and there is no need for dialogue with the Americans, said this cleric in Virginia. God has given them two options. One is the holy book and one is the stick. And if it does not accept the holy book, they have to be forced. In America, where's the FBI, America? Where are those bureaucracies to protect you? I want to know. I need to know. I was just sharing with you as to former FBI agent John Guandolo talking of the Islamic terror attacks in America, equating them to, in so many words, the parable was, friends, that these mosques are military bases. And then I was sharing with you that it's a sign of conquering what's going on in your country. And out of their own mouths, concerning the Muslims, they're not here to assimilate. They're here to attempt to dominate. And again, furthermore, what they're being taught through the Quran is what you're seeing them act out. Matter of fact, if you go to Hassan Al-Banna, he said it's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations and to extend its power to the entire planet. Do you not understand what's happening here, America? Here's the founder, Omar Ahmad, of Council CAIR, C-A-I-R. He said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, said the founder of CAIR, C-A-I-R, Omar Ahmad. The Quran is the highest authority in America. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Now, this is Mustafa Carroll, CARE director in Houston, Texas. Boy, Texas, how you have fallen backwards. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Well, Bradley, you keep talking. Okay, we've heard their threats. We've heard their statements. We've heard their comments. Okay, what's the big deal? Well, here it is. What's more disturbing is the number of mosques in the United States that have jumped up 74% since September 11th, 2001. Did you hear what I said? The survey conducted in the United States in 2011, a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. There's 1,000 and some more mosques. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America. Did you hear what I said? 3,000 mosques in America with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in the United States of America. Right? And of course, the increase comes on the heels again of the CIA-controlled media doing their lying best to sell Muslims on the heels of the homosexuals that are being used to upend American sovereignty to the American people, not only as the victims, but also the advocates of a peaceful religion. Read Judges 5:8. And P.S., I want to let you know, to you homosexuals that think that I've been going after you, which in fact I am just stating the laws of our constitutional republic in every state, that what you do is a felony in the United States of America, in every state. You need to understand that you are the people that are being used for those that mean to destroy you. You need to understand that. Folks, they're not the victims, speaking of the Muslims. It's not the religion of peace, America. I'm going to go directly to some of the verses taken directly from their book of peace called the Quran. And I want you to listen carefully. Quran 2, verse 191. I believe that's how they kick them off. And slay them whenever you come upon them, and expel them from where they are expelled. Persecution is more grievous than slain. But fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then, if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Wow. I thought this was the religion of peace. Quran 3, verse 28. Let not the believers take the unbelievers for friends, rather than believers for those who do that belongs not to God in anything, unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of him, and unto God is the homecoming. Quran 3, verse 85. Whoso desires another religion than Islam, it shall not be accepted of him. In the next world, he shall be among the losers. Wow. This is the religion of peace. Quran I guess it's chapter 5, verse 33. This is the recompense of those who fight against God and His messenger, Allah, and hasten about the earth to do corruption there. They shall be slaughtered or crucified, or their hands and their feet shall be alternately be struck off, or they shall be banished from the land. That is a degradation for them in this world, and in the world to come awaits them a mighty chastisement. This is what's being taught in mosques in the United States of America today. Quran, chapter 8, verse 12. I am with you, so confirm the believers. I shall cast into the unbelievers' hearts terror. So smite above the necks and smite every finger of them. This is the Book of Peace. This is for the unbeliever. This is what awaits the unbeliever. America, where's your government to restrain men from sin? That's the purpose of government, to uphold the laws, to protect its citizenry. Where are that? We know this is happening in America today. There's over 3,000 mosques now established in America. And John, the former FBI agent here, John Guandolo, is given the parable that Muslim mosques are military bases in America. And then we can go to Erdogan, the dictator in the Middle East, who said the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. So they're telling on themselves. Here's another one, Quran 8. Chapter 8, verse 60. And prepare against them whatever you are able of power and of steeds of war, by which you may terrify the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others besides them who do not know but whom Allah knows. And whatever you spend in the cause of Allah will be fully repaid to you, and you will not be wronged. Folks, this is man-made demonic doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. This is demonic. This is, folks, this is the child of the flesh. This is Ishmael. And not the promise, the child of promise. And the Bible tells us that the children of the flesh persecuted the children of the spirit. Let me go to the next one. Quran, chapter 8, verse 65. O prophet, urge on the believers to fight. If there be 20 of you, patient men, they will overcome 200. It's a mockery of Scripture, by the way, Leviticus 26. If there be 100 of you, they will overcome 1,000 unbelievers, for they are a people who understand not. This is the religion of peace, America. This is what's being bred in mosques in America today. Where is your government? I'll tell you where they're at. Your representatives are holding the door wide open to them, pulling them in and alluring them on your dime. Quran, chapter 9, verse 5. Slay the idolaters wherever you find them, and take them, and confine them, and lie in wait for them at every place of ambush. This is what their religion of peace advocates. Ambush them at every place, it says. It's exactly what they do. Cowards? Yep, that's right. Quran, chapter 9, verse 30. Christians and Jews are perverted. God assail them. How they are perverted. This is what's being taught in mosques in America. To war against unbelievers. And I keep proposing the question as to where's your government. I'm about ready to bring that about in a minute. But let's go to Quran, chapter 9, verse 123. O believers, fight the unbelievers who are near to you, and let them find you in harshness, and know that God is with the God-fearing. Quran, chapter 22, verse 19. But those who disbelieve will have cut out for them garments of fire. This is for the unbeliever. Garments of fire poured upon their heads will be scalding water. Quran 47, chapter 47, verse 4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you've afflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. This is what's being bred in mosques in your country today, America. You haven't seen anything yet.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Talking about the parallel between mosques and military bases in countries where they're allowed to come in. Folks, you're seeing this on a global scale. And it's interesting that over in England, they're totally being upended right now. Totally being upended. They have something called Hydra. That's the takeover of a nation without going to war, and that's exactly what's happening incrementally in the United States of America. Here, this is what, if I can forecast anything, because I know it to be true, this is what the Word teaches us, the Word of God. This, that which is happening in this country right now, is happening because of you advocating what God condemns. And you can see that without fail, over and over and over again, friends, the Muslims ride the tails of the Sodomites. They're their door to get in. And we can see it happening now over in England, friends. They're not stopping with just sodomy or transgenders. They're just talking about everybody. I mean, just come as you are. I mean, it's getting really, really weird over there. And they're totally overtaken. And who are they overtaken by, friends? They're overtaken by the Muslims. See, that's why our forefathers told us either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. Well, here you have the tyrant coming in the door. And I also want to go back and say, read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, because I know I'm right. And it's just a matter of time. Well, Bradley, you stay on Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 quite a bit. Yep, I do. It's like I feel that I'm there for a reason. And to be honest with you, I feel like getting off it. But I'll tell you this, the message of the prophetic is either receive the message or reject it. You receive it to God's mercy, or you reject it to his judgment. In America, you're leading into judgment because what you're allowing corrupt politicians to do in your country and to advocate. I mean, look at all these sex scandals coming out. How many of them are sodomites? How many of them are pedophiles? But let's go over to England right now just to prove my point. The British have passively succumbed to the Muslim invasion. The mayor of London, he's a Muslim. The mayor of Birmingham, he's a Muslim. Mayor of Leeds, he's a Muslim. Mayor of Blackburn, he's a Muslim. Mayor of Sheffield, he's a Muslim. Mayor of Oxford, he's a Muslim. Mayor of Luton, he's a Muslim. Mayor of Oldham, he's a Muslim. Mayor of Rochdale, he's a Muslim. And this was all achieved by 4 million Jews out of the 66 million population in the UK. There's over 3,000 Muslim mosques in the UK. There's now over 130 Muslim Sharia courts and over 50 Muslim Sharia councils. And guess who's supporting them? The people that work in the UK. Huh. Well, Bradley, you said you were going to talk about where's the government. Well, I'm going to bring it about right now. Out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge, a new era, free from the threat of terror. Today, the new world is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are successful, and we will be, said George Bush Sr., September 11th, 1990. September 11th, 1990. Well, we see former Gitmo jihadi arrested, charged with being top ISIS recruiter, commander, TSA reports, right? And the TSA invited Muslim leaders to study airport screening process. Wait a second. Why are those in positions to secure we the people through the TSA, which was another bureaucracy created, by the way, Soros capitalized off that big time. But interesting to note that the TSA, who are there appointed by violating the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, they invited Muslim leaders to study airport screening process in the United States. See, what you're being told and what's actually happening are two different stories. Jihad terror works are civil liberties violated as this is under Obama. DHS scrubs records of hundreds of Muslim terrorists. Do you remember when Obama refused to tell Congress, the people's representatives, how it paid Iran, America's sworn enemies, $1.3 billion? Going back to George Bush Sr., you all know, you can go online and find a plethora of this. The Bush family are a crime syndicate. They always have been. If you go back to Daddy Bush, which is Prescott Bush, he was illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. Now listen carefully. What's the link? Most people didn't know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Banna, a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with Hitler Nazi Party. When Hitler rose to party, his Nazis supported al-Banna, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood into its ally in the Middle East. By 1938, the membership of Muslim Brotherhood topped 200,000. Now, let's take this over to what's going on here. Since September 11th, again, you've watched your representatives opening the doors, alluring these people into our country. Why? Because they're being paid to sell you out. Read Luke 22, verse 48. He betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss. Okay? The price is right, and they sold you down the river. They don't care. They don't ask any questions. They just do what they're told. But if you deal with your representatives, friends, you shut the door on those that are controlling them, just so you know. But when you look at what's going on in this country, here, folks, we have Al-Qaeda, which you watch videos. The Al-Qaeda, folks, has been created. They went to the Middle East. You can watch videos online. You'll even hear from whistleblowers. There is no Al-Qaeda. It was created. Remember, it went from ISIS to ISIL. You know, they want to keep, you know, smearing. They want to confuse the people, right? And the way to do that is, well, who's your enemy? Well, if you look at what's going on in your country today, friends, you see the representatives fronting for those that they claim to be the enemy. And we've been told over and over and over and over and over again that Americans, our government, namely a branch, a secret society called the CIA, a bureaucracy, right, that's been created, are actually the ones financing ISIS. And you can go online and find this. You can go online and find whistleblowers that are decrying the fact that there is no such thing. And it's our government, it's we the people that are supporting these people to destroy countries. And that's exactly what's happening. Isn't it amazing to you, America? They never, ever catch the bad guys. And oftentimes you'll hear them how they captured another bad guy. But what they don't realize is not everybody's stupid, because they keep telling you three and four times over the same guy's been killed over and over and over again. I thought you guys killed him back in 2002. I thought you guys killed him back in 2003. Why is it that we have over 3,000 mosques in America today? Well, this is perfect judgment. That's what it is. ISIS is nothing more than Hitler's modern-day SS. That's all it is. They create the problem, and this is on a global scale. They create the problem, then they come in and they're the answer, the problem solvers. How come it's not being stopped? How come it's growing? Because it's the judgment of God. Folks, it's above your enemies. It's above your government. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's what's happening in this country. Let me finish this, and then I'll finish it off with some scripture. During World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazi troops in two specifically formed Muslim Waffens, SS Handscar divisions. Handscar is German for a scimitar, the curved saber used by the Muslim troops on the Ottoman Empire. Today, America has allowed the Muslim Brotherhood advocate, namely going back to Barack Hussein Obama, to be in a position of power similar to that which Adolf Hitler used concerning the Muslim, which the Bush regime, Prescott Bush, father and grandfather to the second two of U.S. presidents, was indicted in 1942 for funding Hitler's regime, and also were a part. Folks, this is what I'm going to tell you by forecasting. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Until America understands what repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, it's going to get worse. I don't care who you put in office. I don't care how good you think things are, regardless if the truth is given to you or not. Things are going to get worse until America repents, period. And here's the other thing. History is going to prove, just like the Bonhoeffers of the world, just like Bradley Dean's giving it to you right now. You mark my words, what I'm telling you right now. I'm right. I'm not wrong, because it's not hard to see what's happening here, friends. It's not hard to see at all. When you begin to look at what's going on, even through these FBI agents who think they got a handle on what's going on with the Muslims in the United States of America, you have nothing. That's your intel that you're giving unto us. You're giving unto us what was given to you. And what you don't know is you have a controller giving you that propaganda. And it's always on some mysterious monster or some mysterious individual or group of people that we can just never find out. When in fact, I'm telling you what the problem is right now, America. Your sin is finding you out. End of story. There's nothing else to talk about. Matthew 3:2. Read it when you get a moment. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.